Views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton Rouge. Boy, I'm from Baton Rouge. Right between West and Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a sign blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it grieve me. Boy, I doing the best I can, trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people. I from Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton Rouge. Boy, I from Baton Rouge. Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Baton Rouge. Boy, I from Baton Rouge. Baton, I say up and running. Charlie Brown say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. True they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason, reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only pass through for a season, season. Cutlass, I go weed them, weed them. I represent the ghetto people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton Rouge. Boy, I from Baton Rouge.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke. Baton Rouge. Boy, I from
good Baton night, Bahamas. Bro. And welcome to another edition of Inside the Inner City. That premieres every Friday at 6:30 to 8 p.m. on this wonderful station, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I am your host, Valentino O'Brien, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge. Or Daddy, I am the host of the show Inside the Inner City, and we talk about a lot of topics. Our telephone numbers tonight are 323-6232-325-4316 and 325-4259. Our producer in studios is not other than Wally. He's been here from the inception. And we're going to try our best to have a wonderful conversation. And the conversation that we have on this show is problems that we face. We talk about solutions. And we want to apply those solutions. So today on Inside the Inner City, we're going to talk about things that affect us. Because inside the inner city, we talk about the problems that our citizens are going through on a weekly and daily basis or on a yearly basis that board administration has failed to address. We want better governance. We, the citizen of the country, pay high taxes in the country. So we want the best quality of service. And when we look at incident that we talk about on Inside the Inner City, and you all know that Inside the Inner City talks about the problem that the regular, normal, the poor citizen go through in this country. We bring up the problems. We also find the solution with the many callers who call in. And many of the issues that we talk about are still affecting us today. So when we talk about governance, we need to understand that when our leaders hold the office of prime minister, hold the office of opposition, or hold the office of a member of parliament, or hold the office as an opposition member looking to be the next government of the country, we want you to analyze the problems that the country has been facing in the last 50 years. And before the election is held, you have a mandate on what needs to be fixed in the country. And there are many small but big problems need to be fixed in the country. And we're gonna talk about that as the show continues today. And one of the things we're gonna talk about is how that a 69-year-old lady, I think it's in Long Island, and the representative of Long Island is the incompetent member of parliament, Adrian Gibson, who, that's a member of parliament, right, for Long Island, right? Hey, you know, we don't follow up on these things because there's been so many different ministers and the VMA people are so tired. So we don't even check, like, who running this position besides the prime minister or the deputy prime minister. Anyone else? It's like it's like, okay, yeah, you know what I mean? So I think it's Adrian Gibson, who also was before the court facing minor charges, not criminal charges. And he himself, you know, made a comment on Facebook as a member of the Free National Movement. Concerning the matter of a 69-year-old had medical issues, but yet still was not able to have an ambulance on that particular island, which, like, again, each island I feel, this is me, I've been saying this, there's no one in the country speak on these matters because I know the problem that the country is facing. I know what the old islands facing. The old islands are failing infrastructure, okay? Whether there's a highly dense population of people or low density of population of people. But at the end of the day, these people is registered to vote and they vote. Sometimes it only takes 25 people to vote in these particular constituency on the family island, that could win you yourself a seat. So these people are valuable. So why we might not look at the population of the island and not consider to put the proper mechanism in place and we stick with the no upgrades. The great China regime plans for 100 years, and they've been planning for 1,000 years, but they have a plan, a structural plan that they're enforcing within their regime. That means don't care who comes to power, they have a plan, and they're going to execute it regardless who comes to power, and that is their mandate. You know, and we have seen the fate in our country to understand what the mandate is. Here's my thing. I have some special guests supposed to be coming in the studios. I don't know if they're coming in today. I'm supposed to have my great friend, Scrubber, who is the proprietor of Joey's restaurant, which is situated on Fish Fry. And I have my good friend, who's supposed to also come in, Omar Thompson, who is the president of United Against Crime. And he also is doing an excellent job in East Key with his community work. In fact, I helped Omar Thompson and many others to get started with their community programs. And now Omar has succeeded. I also like to give much appreciation. And I admire guys like Scrubber, you know, who now, like I said, is a very successful businessman on the Fish Fry venue. He has a restaurant that he started about 20 years ago, started from scratch, had the opportunity to work with a former prime minister, and they gave him the opportunity to do something with his life. You know, he came with the gang life. And this is the kind of things I love to see when guys, you know, have an opportunity and they take advantage of the opportunity and run with it. And, you know, Scrubber was able to get a spot of Fish Fry. And now he himself is a business entrepreneur. You know, he having the likes of Why Cartel coming on here and he's doing concert and partnership with many different organizations. So, you know, they were supposed to come in today, talk about their program. I don't know if they're on their way, but anyway, I'm going to still have a conversation on things that are most important. And I think that the things that are most important is the aspect of how we treat our citizens in this 21st century when we have, I estimated, $3 billion is being invested in major projects around the Bahamas. We're talking Exuma Keys. We're talking Freeport. We're talking major development in Nassau, Bahamas. We're talking about Carnival Cruise Enterprise, building hotels and et cetera. So there's major investment. We also have a record-breaking number of tourists. We broke the 7.7 million visitors, I think, about 3 years ago. Now we went by 9.7 million visitors last year. We on record pace now to about, according to statistics by the Ministry of Tourism, I would say we're looking at about anywhere between 10 to 11 million visitors this year alone. So there's major investment has been made when it comes to development, which is all good from a government aspect, which I highly respect. But I just want to knock on some things that puzzles me. With all the success that we're making as a government and as a country, these things bother me. Like, for instance, last week we had a 12 to 13-year-old who died in a house fire. Okay? The response time, again, in a different incident, where a fire incident that happened on the family island, the response time was like 30 minutes again. You know, the government of the Bahamas listened to the Minister of National Security, the Honorable Vian Monroe. He talked about how many vehicles, fire trucks, and ambulance the government has gone into negotiating with to purchase these particular equipment. But the thing that bothers me most is that the governments of the day, whether you're PLP or FNM, right? It seems to me that they're not doing their background check and is actually concerned about the Bahamian people. Only when there's a tragedy or incident that happens, we focus. We need more fire trucks. We need more ambulance. The only way we need more fire trucks is when the Victoria Hotel that burned down a few months ago, and we had a response time of about 30 to 40 minutes. Not only that, to add insult to injury, we had the fire truck had to come from the airport, which would take the next 25 to 30 minutes to get from to the airport to Bay Street to help assist in Oden this fire that spread. And according to reports, when they called on the phone and reported that there was a fire on our Bay Street, Shirley Street, the fire could have been put out in an appropriate time where it didn't spread as much, do as much damage. But because we don't have the proper fire trucks, we were unable to respond. And if we do have fire trucks, they are not in good working order. Just like how we have a lot of ambulance that are standard shift, and they don't have no drivers who are properly trained to drive standard shift ambulances. I don't understand how in the world that someone who understands anything about emergencies or anything dealing with traveling with the human body, that the automatic is the best way to go. Whoever ordered those standard shift ambulances. And that is one of the reasons why we cannot find drivers to drive the standard shift, because most people only could drive automatic and they're good at driving automatic. And the reason why you would want the ambulance to be automatic is because, you know, the ambulance on an emergency would not be jumping, you know, like every time you shift the gear. So if the attendant, you know, the medical attendant was attending to a person trying to stop blood loss or trying to inject a needle in the vein with the driver of the ambulance, you know, you have to keep his eye on the road. We have major traffic. He's splitting through traffic, running through red light, and then you have to shift the gear and go to 42nd and turn and all this stuff. So the ambulance would be jumping, you know, in every gear. And this is a major problem. This could cause a lot of ruptures. This could cause a lot of needles getting stuck in the wrong part of the human body. So whoever ordered those ambulances, whether you're the PLP or FNM, whoever administration, I think they did it for their own personal use. They had no knowledge. They had no education. They did not do no background check on actually what is the best solution to an ambulance shortage and what is the best model and make that we need. And it has to be something that deals with automatic. So, again, yeah. Yeah, so, again. So, governments have yet to say to themselves that we have a growing population. Okay, so this is for all MPs across the board, for the PLP MPs, for the FNM MPs, for the opposition members of parliament who are running for each of these constituencies that the PLP has won in the last general election, who was opposing them, Let me say this to both parties and the Coalition of Independence. You guys, a lot of you guys are not fit for the job. You know, you just want to win the election, but you all have done no study on the country. If you look at all the problems we had over the last, say, 40, 50 years with our health care, don't you know by now we supposed to have about 2 or 3 different hospitals here in Arsenal, Providence? And on the family islands, every island that is populated, supposed to have some type of hospital or clinic, right? So each member of parliament in the last 20 years have failed to be aiming people for not going to parliament, right? And advocating for their community and their residents. They go in parliament trying to pick point with the opposing member of parliament over things that are not affecting us. The first thing a member of parliament should do, and that's why I highly respect former cabinet minister of the Progressive Liberal Party, Pricewell Forbes, for what he did when Hubert Ingram was the member of parliament. Hubert Ingram, minister of parliament for Abaco, but also the prime minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And I watched, and that's why I highly respected Pricewell Forbes. Because what Pricewell Forbes was able to do and help called the prime minister to assist him. I can remember there was a debate, and this is what all members of parliament should do, right? Because the prime minister, who is the current leader of the country, is not the leader of the PLP and the Free National Movement. He is the leader of the PLP and FNM when he campaigns, okay, leading up to the general election. If he or she is elected as the leader of the country, he or she is not, we consider them to still be the leader of the PLP and FNM. No, he's not the PLP leader, even though it is. He is not the FNM leader. He is the leader of each and every individual who is a member of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. His job is not to be concerned about who is PLP or who is FNM. His job is to create the best standard of living for each and every individual that is on each and every family island, and he should instruct each member of his party and each member of the opposition party to go seek the needs of what each and every citizen need in their particular community, whether you're in Cat Island, whether you're in Freeport, whether you're in San Salvador, wherever you're in, where you could be in Elutra. It does not matter. So let me finish with Pricewell Forbes. Pricewell Forbes was able to sit in parliament, and when he had his time to give his contribution or give his debate, was not trying to outdo the former prime minister, who was the current prime minister at that time, was the Honorable Hubert Alexander Ingram. He said, you know, my contribution is I have some programs that I like to do in my constituency of Andres. I like to build a community center. I think he said he wanted to build some roads, and he said, et cetera. Now, mind you now, he in opposition. And the Honorable Prime Minister, who, again, is the Honorable Hubert Alexander Minister, leader of the Free National Movement, but in this instance, he acted like the leader of the whole entire Bahamas. And he said, when Pricewell Forbes gave a good contribution, would he like, and if the Prime Minister could assist him, the Prime Minister, I'd like to go down in Andres and see how I can assist you. And I think those demands was met, even in opposition. So in every country, every community that is represented by a member of parliament, they should know what their community needs. They should know their community needs an ambulance. They should know their community needed transportation by sea. They need a helicopter, an air ambulance. There might be some other requirements. You might need your road to get paved. You might need some garbage to be removed. But the essentials, you know, you need police, you need defense force officers. But anything that deals with health, when it comes to ambulance, when it comes to fire, when it comes to access to government departments, all these things are supposed to be accessible to anywhere in the country that is highly populated by Bahamian people. So if you look at me and you ask me a question on how the performance of the government is, I would say the government completely does not care for us in that essence. They're doing great work. I'm talking about both governments over the last 50 years in this country. They have failed to understand we have a growing population and that each and every country should have their ambulance. There's no way a 69-year-old woman living in Long Island with a member of parliament, whether he from the PLP or FNM, his job is to go and see what the community needs. And I would say this to the member of parliament, whoever, wherever the lady is, I'd say it's a shame on you. Now you're crying to the current government, saying that you wrote to them and saying that you needed an ambulance for your community. What happened when you was in government? You understand? This is the thing that pisses me off, the excuse which, you know, you think about these things after you come out of government, lose the election. Now all of a sudden you have a lot to say and a lot of positive to say. But when you was in government, you forget all about these things. You understand? And I don't understand why the current government don't understand that every community in this country, right, with each sitting member of parliament, instead of going out of one another, embarrassing themselves, they need to go in parliament and do what the Honorable Priceful Forbes did and say, this is what my community need, and ask the Honorable Prime Minister, the Honorable Brave Davis, this is what I need for my community. Would you please assist me? Because you are the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and you are my Prime Minister, whether you're a FNM MP or a sitting PLP MP. I would say this to the PLP MP as well. You know, a lot of you guys are in the party, and there's some things that your community needs. Are you asking the Prime Minister when you all debate, or whether it's your time to speak in the House of Parliament and say there's some things that we need in our community? Or are you guys afraid to talk to the Prime Minister and ask him for these things because y'all believe it'll be a disrespect to actually go in Parliament and ask the Prime Minister some things you need for your community? You know? Your community is lacking. You know? People don't have no will. So you're going to have to provide it. Leadership now comes in all type of forms. And you guys are going to have to think for these individuals that live in your respective community. You know, I heard the Prime Minister stating that, you know, it's a shame and that no one in the country should be put on the back of a truck. You can imagine a 69-year-old, your grandmother, you know, with a current government that has a $3 billion deficit. And I'm not going to ease up on them. I'm going to talk about the opposition as well because they was in power too. So both of them are to blame. So I'm going to put a little bit more blame on the current government because they're in power, right? It's a shame that the members of parliament who own these constituencies don't go and have a plan or a strategy that when they go in parliament, they're going to speak on behalf of their people. Get the fire engine. Get the ambulance. Get the streets or houses cleaned up. You know, demand for what you vote for. Okay? We're going to take these calls, and then we're going to get back to the topic. Go ahead, call us. You're on Inside Inner City on this wonderful Friday.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
My brother, I endorse every word you said 1,001%. You know, we are 52 years since independence in this country. Many of us have spoken to the development of our family islands and bringing a level of independence, per se, to each one of these islands, especially the major ones that have a significant amount of persons residing in these islands that pay taxes. And, you know, we can't blame the PLP singly, even though the party itself is not the government, but the representatives, who is the prime minister and the cabinet, are PLPs. Likewise, we could say the same thing about the former FNM administration. They're equally, in this case, to blame for the lack of development in our family islands. You know, it is sad that in this current dispensation, that we still have persons being driven, trying to get to a clinic or so on the back of trucks. We have advocated with the amount of money that's in this country, with the level of tourism arrivals in this country and the boasting of the amount of capital that is made from our product, that our islands still aren't being developed at the rate that they should to bring about a sort of independence and prosperity to the people. But, you know, it's of no surprise. We've been talking about this for quite some time, and it still feels like it falls on deaf ears. I'm going to go on record to say this much. The member of parliament for any constituency or island could only make a request.
Yes.
It falls on, the responsibility then falls on the prime minister and the cabinet of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And if they don't see within themselves to bring about the type of relief that is being asked for, and trust me, I always say it behooves a person when a person stands within parliament and say that they stand and they represent the good people of so-and-so constituency, and they haven't met with the people to find out the needs. But some of these things, they don't have to meet with the people. Take a look around and see what is needed. But the responsibility and the ownership still falls back onto the serving prime minister at that particular time, because he's the head of the government and his cabinet. So I'm not going to lay the responsibility of this solely at the feet of the MP, because the MP does not have the power of being the Minister of Finance, which in a lot of cases, many of us are saying now, as we've been saying for quite some time, why is the Prime Minister the Minister of Finance? It should be an autonomous person that is able to look at the financial responsibilities of the country, balance everything, and then when the prime minister and the cabinet requested something, and they can look at the figures and look at the surpluses or lack thereof, they can say, yes, you can have this, or no, you cannot have this. It should be autonomous. So I'll close on this one note. Until we get people in our parliament and in our cabinet who are sincerely looking at what is beneficial for the Bahamian people, then we can get a paradigm shift where these islands and our people will begin to receive that which we have been asking for and not even demanding. Because anytime people have to demand something that rightfully should be given to them, then it means that we have already started from a negative from point zero to point one. So we have to fix the problem. It ends with the Bahamian people. And if this current situation in Long Island, which is indicative to many of our communities and our family islands, if this does not bring about the paradigm shift that we're talking about right now, ain't nothing is going to do it. We as a people got to stand up, rise up, and tell our people who represent the government that this is what we want, and we want it now, not later, now. That's all I'm going to say for now. Scrooge, thanks for taking my call. And I'm praying to God that our Bahamian people will open their eyes and use wisdom to see what's going on around them. And let's find some proper people to put in our parliament. I can close on that. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you very much for the call. Because, there are many individuals, a part of the organization, who I feel can make a great contribution. You talk about recommendation to those who would go in parliament and see the need to make sure that every need is met in these particular communities that we reside in. I think that the government needs to look at the community leaders. Some of them have some great ideas, and maybe if we could start to listen to them more, maybe something could trickle down, because the MP is only a fragment of the community. There are people who live in the community, know what's going on, and I think if you surround themselves with the right set of individuals, where they are, PLP, where they have an M, I know it's hot, it might not work, but at the end of the day, we have a country to save. I don't know how it's going to work, but maybe in some incidents, we could find a common goal, say, let's sit down. And there are people who are not a part of the political scene who wants to make a difference in the country. And I think that the members of parliament themselves have a great opportunity, only if they use the community leaders who are in this community to get the information that is needed and pass on to them. I think the problem is the MPs in these particular communities They work too hard. They go to these press conferences. They travel a lot. I think if we have people to assist them, and if they're willing to listen, I think we can make big change. A prime example is this young man in the studio, Omar Thompson. He started out with this little small organization on East Street. We connected many years ago. This is going to be 15 years ago. And ever since, he has evolved. And I'm happy for guys like that because he wanted to give back. He saw what I was doing in my part of the community, and he wanted to give back. He didn't have the finances. He didn't have the connections. But what he had is that he saw something that he believed in that it could work. So he said to himself, let me link up with somebody who I could get some information from. And probably this could head me in the right direction. Now, Omar, it has back to school going on. You understand? He hires guys to on the side of the road when he gets his side job from government. These are things that we want. Now, Omar is making a difference in his respective community. He's also advising guys like Geronimo Campbell. I'm not a political guy. I was a political guy. I'm a nationalist. But I respect individuals who go there, and if they can work with government or work with private entity to bring back some bags, to give them some scholarships, to bring some fruits, or to give them some hope or help them with that light bill, or go to school to help them get back to school, boy or girl getting problem. And these are things that some of the things that Omar has taken upon himself. So I think the party itself need to listen to the community leaders and guys who are doing an excellent job in their respective community. And I think that's the bridge, because they could talk to these individuals and they could go to Parliament. And just like the caller stated, he stated that the member of Parliament only can ask the Prime Minister, and then the Prime Minister and his team have to go and they vote to see if the requirements needed for that particular MP. Because there's smoke and mirror, you know. No disrespect, Mr. Watson. Mr. Watson is the representative being a grandstand, and I highly respect him because I know that he works hard in the community. But I also know that he has his hands full with the population of that community. Even though we look at the voters registry and we see, well, 15 or 20,000 people registered to vote, right? But if you look at the population of that community, that's like 50,000 people living in the respective community. How is it possible with Mr. Watson having $100,000, $150,000 per year is going to be able to make effective change in that community? Now, it's a plus to the government, but I'm just telling you what we are faced with when we go and we look at some of the issues that the prime minister has, the ministers have to go through in order to make change, you know, with a low budget. Even, and they still is doing a great job. So what I'm saying is that people in these specific communities is going to say what we need for our particular corner and make a presentation to the member of parliament and let him take whatever it is that you guys need in your particular community. Let me give you a prime example. Jesse, you know, you get together as a team. You have a certain member of parliament. You say to yourself, we have five houses around the corner, right? We have a young girl around the corner who is, what you call him now? She is, what you call him now? When they are, oh Lord, man, I like talk so much, man, but you know, when they are, they have their full sense. I don't want to call them nothing disrespectful. We call them disabled, you know, on
special.
We call them special kids, right? Special need kids. You know, they don't have the normal functions of regular kids. Right. They are in our respective community. Mm-hmm. And as leaders of us, as us in our respective community, if we was able to get this information and we was able to have the connection to the MP, and this MP was able to get this information that we have a at-risk young girl or a disabled young girl or a young girl or a young boy in this community who needs help. We can't help because we just don't have the resources. How could we get help to this particular individual who is disabled, who is at risk? You know, we, the community leaders, can make this happen. So we're supposed to be the liaison to the members of parliament. That's all I'm saying, you know, and I think that's the change we have to make in the country. But overall, this is what I'm saying. I'm saying that people themselves are going to have to get together. Y'all know what the problem is. Get together. Submit it to your MP. And let your MP submit it to your prime minister. And the prime minister submit it to cabinet. Because we can't have a 69-year-old lady. And this is not to blame the PLP. This is not to blame the FNM. This has something to do with overall, we didn't plan. We only planned for Nassau, but we didn't plan for the Rhode Island. So we, the government, is at fault. Now we have a problem on the farm island. How are we going to fix it? Each and every sitting MP is going to have to take a responsibility of to go and do research on what their particular community needs to happen in their respective community. So we're going to take a break. We have Scrubber, the big man from Jovius. In studios, we have Omar Thompson, community leader. Coming in. From United Against Crime. So after the break, we're going to have these two community leaders come in studios to talk about their programs and what they're doing to help the nation and their community. Come in, Scrub.
Rest in Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a signed blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days break, tell it, grieve me. Way I do in the best I can. Trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people I'm from.
Nassau, Bahamas, big up in Tango. Boy, I'm from in Tango.
Don't take no back talk, no bribe or no joke. If you find fire, you're definitely find smoke in Tango.
Boy, I'm from in Tango.
In town, I say up and running. Charlie Brown say my show boy don't ever give in. 7 years of farming, watch the crops them coming. True, they see a humble thing, the lion sleeping. But they ain't for no reason. Only God that I believe in, living. Watch them only pass through for a season. Godless, I got weed them.
Always on the go, missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You've been listening to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, broadcasting from Nassau, Bahamas. What you hear on Guardian Radio is governed by IRCA's Code of Practice for Content Regulation in the Bahamas. The code also covers the procedure for lodging a complaint against anything broadcast by the station. Listeners to Guardian Radio who may have heard something broadcast on this station they found to be offensive have a right to complain or to request of management an explanation or clarification as to what was broadcast. Management may be contacted by either calling 242-302-2300 and asking for the station manager, or by sending an email to the station manager at radio@nasgard.com. IRCA's Code of Practice is available on their website at IRCABahamas.bs. To receive a copy of the code by mail or in person, you may telephone IRCA at 242-393-0234. Family Island Dialing is toll free at 1-242-300-8722. Or you may send a request by email to info@IRCABahamas.bs. Thank you for listening.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no.
for posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Nothing beats a Chicchani challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chicchani Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chicchani Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit ChicchaniChallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence. And we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328 tips or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300 tips or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone. So nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
La 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 la. La 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 la. La 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 la. I represent Bahamian people. I from
Nassau, Bahamas, big up Baton Rouge. Boy, I from Baton Rouge.
Good night. We are back on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Again, I'm your host, Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scoochie Scrooge, or Daddy. In studios, I have my guests. They finally reached. They're a very busy man, but they contribute greatly to their respective community. And these guys, you know, came from a long way, you know. And this is the bridge, you know. They're both politically inclined to parties. But at the same time, they do great works in the community. And this is what we're talking about. See, you need extension of the party in the inner city community, whether it's a PLBF and them or a Coalition of Independence. You need to have people on the ground who can spread the trickle-down effect. You know, they get the connections. You know, they could be able to go in their community, have people fix their houses. You know, people houses who are dialect in the community. Someone needs some garbage to be removed in a particular community. These can be the liaison for that particular member of parliament in that respective community. They are the key to actually seeing success on see if the government can win the next general election or win the general election on the whole. I want the people to know how important this is. And when you're a part of these organizations, you know, it's about the organization, but it's also about national issues. National means you want to also use the connection you have to empower the less fortunate and to improve the conditions of your community. These two great guys in studios tonight have themselves come from nothing. So there's possibilities out there. Now they have used their connection now to help themselves. First of all, you got to be able to, when the help comes, you got to be able to know what to do when the help comes. Take advantage of the opportunity when it arises. That means don't take nothing lightly. And these gentlemen was able to do that. Now these guys are successful businessmen in the country, and now they're giving back. And we don't know how far this can go. You know, and we need to continue this type of trend. So I just want to give a shout out to someone very special as well. He's from the East Street area. He's actually called Frankie. He owns a particular business. And I want the general public to understand that most of these young guys came from nothing. Now, we're talking about Frankie. He owns Charms, one in East Creek. His location has moved. He moved from his previous location. Now, he is on Fritz Lane. He's on Fritz Lane, East Creek. He deals with important car parts, bumpers, alternators, transmission, engines, lights, whatever you need at a very cheap price. He just recently had his back-to-school giveaway this Sunday. I think that was on the... let me get it right. Yeah, that was a back-to-school, and that was held...
The 7th,
Sunday to Thompson Lane. And there were prizes, Bunsen Castle. There were so many giveaways for the residents of the community. So I know that part of that community didn't have to worry about back to school items. So Frankie was able to assist. Along with his brother Beaker, who also was a part of this great expansion. These were the young guys who sit around the round table with the Linden and took the opportunity when they had the opportunity, and they were able to turn on the Perry Christie, but they also themselves are doing great. And we need to encourage more individuals. When you become a part of, not even organizations, you know, you just use your connection to help. For instance, we have United Against Crime here, Omar Thompson, like I tell you, he is doing big things on Ross Corner. You understand? He has about 200 kids. He do back to school. And tell us some of the stuff you do, Omar. And then we're going to have Big Time Scrubber. Who owns Joey's? Before I go on, let me just say something with you, Scrubber. Scrubber come from none-it people. Me and Scrubber was in the same boat at the same time. And I can remember when Scrubber bought his first house. We left, but he got his opportunity to ride from. He picked me up, and he ride old West. And I always remember this. Your first time, you know? Come from nothing. Street guy. Didn't have no opportunities. But when he had the opportunity to sit down with leaders, you sit down with Linden and you started listening. These guys in their mind, what you're fighting for, you know? Got to change your lifestyle. What kind of life you want, you understand? And this is what resonated in our mind. Took it and run with it. You know, he got his first place. Then after that, I saw him occasionally, you know? Then he get his place by Fish Fry. Then look, you know, start to improve, get better, improve, mess up, continue, mess up, continue. Now, look, three-story, AC, staff, 9 people working.
20
people working, employing, paying national insurance, helping the less fortunate. People can work from Monday to Friday and get a check on a timely basis. What more can you ask for? You know, and that's what I'm talking about. Take advantage of the opportunity. Change your life around and help others, and then it's going to trickle down. That's what I'm talking about. So I'm going to let Omar start it off. And in fact, Scrubber owns the famous nightclub. Famous restaurant, Joey's. If you watch when Wise Cartel being over here, you would see many of the stars, not only Wise Cartel, but many of the stars. We had Puff Daddy there for 2 or 3 years ago, and all of them stopped by Joey's. Joey's is one of the biggest spots on Fish Fry, you know. And I occasionally go there myself to support him as well, because... Yeah. I like to see people, you know, who come from nothing and also helping other people. And that's what it's all about, the trickle-down effect. So I have Omar Thompson, who is the president of United Against Crime, who for the last 17 years have been assisting the less fortunate in this particular community. Go ahead, Omar.
Yeah, good evening. Good evening, Bahamas. And I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be back, yeah, with my good friend, Valentino, and my partner, Mr. Dario Williams, a.k.a. Scrubber, or Mr. Joey's. You know, God has been good to us. He's been good, and he has given us the ultimate authority to be able to give back the persons less fortunate, like in the aspect of maybe a little bit of knowledge, some food, some bags, clothing, you know, and you know, most of all, I'm some love, you know. My partner and I have been around for many years, and we've been through a lot of trials and tribulations. But, you know, we came out, I wouldn't say successful, but we came out much further than we was, you know. And all that is, it goes to God, you know. So anytime we get a chance, we did a back to school, that's about 2 weeks ago, just when school opened. And we gave like at least about 200-300 students bags and drinks and eats and bunks and castle. And the good part about it is seeing the joy on their faces, to be able to see and to see them happy. You know, Joey come then, you know, he got some of the best food down Fish Fry. So he bring his famous macaroni and et cetera, and the different type of wings and stuff, you know. So he doing a good job, man. To see where we came from is, you know, is like a story, is a movie and a story. Because around, you know, the reality of it is a lot of us here left, a lot of us here around.
No.
Something always, my partner always just say, you know, say we got more years behind us than we got in the front of us. You know, we ran close and hitting the 50-year-old, so at the end of the day, we just promised a certain amount of time. So we got to do our best to try and ensure the safety and the continuation of our country and our Bahamian name. Because at the end of the day, when we move on to where we have to go, and that's to the next life, you know what I mean, with the Father, because that's where I go in, you know what I mean? We got to be able to see what we leave behind for our children, our grandchildren, our people in the border, our people in the West, in the inner cities. You know, we got to leave some history, you know what I mean, and some legacy. Mm. And that would be some of the things people forget, and some of the, you know, the older men. I would say, hasten to say, because I won't take too much of time, that I've seen a lot of persons on the road, and it is behooved me to see it. But, you know, it's a lot of men, you know, and I had to reach out to the men to understand that you still are someone. Because, you know, I would see a female walk up and down maybe for 1 or 2 days, you know, to be realistic, you know. And then someone would take us in, take them in and talk to them, their sister, their friend, or another female. But, man, we got a lot of young men and a lot of older men still on this road, and they're still there. No. And it's like, I don't know if it's just... it's just some demon or what it is, but it's just like we have less men in the world or less men in the Bahamas, but we have a lot of lost men.
Hopelessness.
So we got to find a way to try and reach out to them to make a difference, Valentino and Scubba, to see.
And we were like that too. We were kind of lost too, because yes, we were in a violence feeling, you know, we kind of lost. We didn't know no self-direction, you know. So like you're saying, you know, awesome job.
Okay, so yeah, okay. So okay. So we back, and I have to try and make some. My partner has told me that, you know, he don't want to be called Scrubber no more. His name is Dario.
Oh, sorry, but
I mean Mr. Williams.
Mr. Williams.
Or Mr. Joey.
Yes, yes.
Or just Mr. Something. You know,
Mr. Something.
We misters now.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, my thing about it, gentlemen, is that when you come from where we came from to where we are, I could remember speaking to some young men and trying to allow them to understand that, yes, you want to be called a mister when you walk into a bank. Mm-hmm. You want to be called sir when you walk into a bank. You know what I mean? Not that you're looking for prestige or honor, but just that it takes you to another level.
Change.
You understand?
Change the mindset.
And you put $20, $50 in your account, and they said, sir, do you need any change? You know, and say, sir, who are you talking to? You say, I mean you, sir, you know, because now you're a sir. You got a bank account, you have a name, you know. So we could kid right now about our names and Smoothie and Scrubber and Scoochie, but yes, we know who we are.
Yeah.
We have reformed ourselves, so we know we are in our skin. So they could call us John and Blackie and any kind of name they'll call us, but we know who we are in ourselves.
Yes, yes.
And at the present and the correct time, they will correct our names.
That's right.
They will say Mr. Dario Williams.
That's true, that's right.
Mr. Valentino. Respect
us,
Frank.
Respect us, Frank.
Mr. Omar Thompson.
Respect us, Frank.
And we have to get that same understanding into these young men in schools.
In schools.
Get them together. I had, Scrubber, we had six young men over the holidays, and they was there. They moved around different areas trying to find out. And you know, identity is important. You know, and I said to them when we talk, like, hey, listen, man, first of all, you got to present yourself right.
Mm.
And I say to be the prettiest, because then I ain't the handsomest. But keep yourself looking presentable, smelling presentable, you know. I got a lady there, you know, when I end of the day, she's like, man, when you come outside, you got to come correct. Mm-hmm. I said, but I got into the garbage. Go to the garbage correct. You know what I mean? And it's all about your mindset. Some she said to me the other day with Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey said his wife made a change, made him change. He saw the pictures in the background, and he said he's wearing them big suits where the suit was from the top of his head down by his knee. And these wide-legged pants and all the stuff. He said he thought he was fly, man. He thought he was just a nut. He said when he meet his wife, is where I tell him I can pull up them stuff and make sure some things right and get him all sexy up and nice. It's the fine product of what it is. Mm. You know, I still have to say this is every man needs a good woman. Mm. Every man needs a good person on their side to push them and to allow them to really feel and see their growth. You understand what I'm saying? And I said, a good person, I said, a good woman also. Mm-hmm. Know what I mean? You have to have someone to push you to the level to understand that you are somebody, you could be somebody, you're capable of making some things happen. Know what I mean? We need young men to become leaders inside of their households, you know, because we're losing too much young men to murder, to debt, to the jail. You know what I mean?
And a lot of losing their mind, man.
That's what I'm saying. They walk on the road and like, we're seeing them talking to themselves.
They come lampposts.
And you know, we have a look
at the females too as well, Omar.
But like I said, the females are there. I would tell you this. I say this to you. I always mean probably we die ride past and stuff. But I would tell you that 2 or 3 days, I tell you that when you pass again, they go on somewhere because some sister or some mother or some organization could pull them in. Mm-hmm. Now they leave the men because we are more. We are more matrix, we're more the men. So there's like, hey, he can handle himself. That time, the man that's sitting down hurting, he's sitting down and hurting maybe from a broke up with a female, because women are very powerful. Mm-hmm. He's sitting down there hurting because maybe something with the job, you know, whatever it is. But
We don't talk.
I would hasten to say, people, the behemoths, you know, understand that men hurt too. You understand?
But we don't talk.
And they out there sitting down on the corner of Market Street and Wolf Road. They got jamming all day. He looked like he was 60-something, 70, and he bareback every day. And he's stretching himself, and he on the red light begging, but he's sitting down flexing the muscle. Then you got someone across the road from him, you know? Then you got him, people on East Street. Then you got people on Bay Street, and they walking around. But, you know, while we have to be careful of the approach, we should have to understand that we're still a Christian nation. We're still a nation of persons that actually love each other, and we got to get back to them family values, but we got to also grow my young men from there in the home, that we love them, that someone cares about them, you know what I mean? And show them more or less, hey, what they could be. And this is one of the things that yourself, as one of the best radio hosts, you know what I mean, for over, 15, 20 years?
Yes, because you know, yes.
Dario been here. He been doing the Joey's thing, you know, from what? And he bring it up from scratch?
From scratch.
With 15 years, Dario?
Scratch.
All right?
Scratch.
You understand, yo? And myself and him, I made up this organization, which we right now we call United Against Crime. You know what I mean? So we've been there with others who found a way to make some things happen. And just 3 different areas we stretched out in.
Yes, yes.
But at the same time, it come for one common goal.
Yes.
To make the Bahamas a totally better person. Place. Yes, we are political to an extent. I personally would say exactly just what it is, because my thing about it is any party that is going to make a difference in the Bahamas, what's going to make us better persons, what it's going to we can see growth, we can see strength, we can see empowerment. You know what I mean? In the different set of islands, I could be down with. And I mean, to be real and realistic, that's what I see happening now. So I got to give props the way it is, because if we sit down and don't do it, we sit down and all say all the negative, negative, negative. I mean, it's like, where do we go? We just keep switching every 5 years, switching, and then what happens? The country gets getting moving forward. You know, remember this, I tell you this, gentlemen, every year, the water level rises. Every year. I don't know how much inches to correct this, but every year it rises. That means we're getting underwater. So what happens when this Bahamas now, or the islands we know about, is no more? Nobody could beat just the people. Valentino moves to New Zealand. Dario moves to England. If I'm still around, I move to Africa. The Bahamas is still in us. You understand? So the island could be gone, But the country is still in us. You know what I'm saying? They have an old saying, so you can take the man of the country, but you can't take the country out of the man. All right? But I must say, all this I say is I just want to say that, you know, we're here. We came from a mighty long way. Valentino, I appreciate you for letting us come on the show.
Yeah, man, of course.
You know, I mean, to be able to speak things. And I want to say to all the older men that, you know, gentlemen, anytime you're hitting that 50 or that 49 or whatever it is, or 47, and you're still looking good and you, whatever it is, understand that you got less years ahead of you. No, I mean,
25 years.
And more
they say
years
when you're 50, you get 25
you
more years.
Exactly
they
say
we so, don't complete our, so, most complete our cycle.
So let's put our old stuff behind us. Let's move forward into trying to build country. No, I mean,
yes.
To build these little boys, some out there who looking, you know, I'm so proud of all of the persons who have been given out books and pens, and I would tell you, Valentino and Scrubber, when we were growing up, it was a time when them fellas would come there, they would try gang and tell you, say, look here, my boy, put them tennis on the side there. What size it is? But you put it on the side of the bag on them. Know what I mean?
Yes.
They take your bag, they take
your Jordans, everything.
They take whatever it is. But now, you have so much person, so much different agencies, organizations now doing some stuff. I went to the school the other day, drop off some bags. But they say, man, I got enough bags.
Yes, everyone.
You
all
understand?
The kids.
I go out there to put somebody, say, man, we got enough. I say, God, it's good.
Yes.
That means that, and I see less children on the road now.
Yes.
I thank God for Mr. Davis and those who are doing the breakfast thing happening.
Yeah, that's a good
that
thing.
Is totally important because, you know, maturing, don't go to school. You can't learn if you're not in your stomach. You know what I'm saying?
We ain't
faking with that. You know what I mean? So these are the little small things, and instead of we keep bashing, you know, we got to start enterprising and saying,
Some things are beneficial to the human people.
So
you must say it.
If it is good, it's good. You know what I mean? But if it's bad, you say it's bad.
Yes.
And if the bad apple's bad, then you deal with them and take them out.
The only thing we need to add to the schools now is trading classes, and we need to add a cafeteria. You know, we need to add cafeterias to the schools now. That's a plus. That's something expanding on the feeding program that goes on in the school. You know, we get cafeteria, and then we need to bring that BTBI to the school. And then we can go from there.
Well, you know, the specialty is, and I can put it down, I as a chef myself, I do my cooking, but, you know, Scrubber, you know what I mean?
Scrubber can't cook, but Mr. Woodward,
yes. See, they cooking, you know. Dio is the business restaurant tycoon.
Yeah.
Down in Fish Fry, you know, you got some people who've been there before him.
Shout out to Carter as well, Twister's owner.
So we can put these people in place. You know?
Yes, yes.
But let me tell you something, you know, they would say that you know you could, once you do, I think over, you get over your third year in business,
mm-hmm.
you starting to move.
Yes, starting to move.
People start businesses in the 1 year they gone.
Yeah.
Man, it's been here 15 years. You got to know something.
That's why I say up and down.
And guess what?
Up
all, and the, down. All the food doing is just progressing.
Yeah, you know what
you're renovating now to bring it to another level.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So and that's what, the good part about it. It's a man don't go there showing off. He's sitting out inside the restaurant. No one even knows it's his own unless
no,
you see.
No,
you
no.
Understand?
That's
so you're sitting out on the best set of food.
I didn't believe you better than nobody.
You understand what I'm saying? And then the talk show is coming and they come in and asking, man, listen, what's happening with this crack just and this other things? You see what I'm saying? And your voice even getting lightened on. How you feeling?
No, you change.
You know?
As you make success, it changes the personality, you know? And that's how you change the mindset.
So,
you know, for me, I can let's grab. Joey going right now.
No,
for me,
Mr. Williams.
For me, being surrounded with people like Miss Elaine Pender, being surrounded like with Perry Christie, I being around Hubert Ingram, I being around Debbie Bartlett, I even met Michael Jackson, I met Magic Johnson, I met some of the most important. I meet queens from France. Mr. Biatt, I met billionaires. I met guys. Man, listen, you know, I met so many different people, and as I sit down and see how they think. And this the thing would get me most. We used to a meeting, and I'm going to say this. Graham Betterfoot invited me to a meeting. And at the meeting, it was Casey Otto. Who knows who knew Casey Otto? And Casey was there. And it was like a round table with 7-8 of us. He's down in Palmdale. And yes, what he said. He said, I don't like Graham, right? So I don't like Graham. Say, Graham, telling the Bayman people all our business, right? But you know what he say? He say, but I don't want to break white nigga. The man say, I don't want to break white nigga in our crew. because that could bring us down. I don't want a bigger in our group and say, I'm going to work with Grom. I'm going to be sponsoring Grom. I'm going to invest in Grom business. And he's talking about Grom business, Grom. They have Grom in the solar business, and they have Grom in his alarm business. And he's saying he don't like Grom, right, because he said Grom be on the radio talking their business. But at the end of the day, he said, at this table, I don't want a white break white man. So he's calling a white man black. So in other words, he's saying he went up left. And then he said, I get shares in Grom company. If Grom go on to be a multimillionaire and he suppressed me and being the richest, I still see boss. Right. You understand what I'm saying? So I say, hold on now. You see that? He say he don't like him. Mm-hmm. The man talking their business. Mm-hmm. But he still go work with him. But he don't want to break white, black, nigga. He say white, black, nigga.
a break white, black, nigga.
So what he trying to say? He don't want no one around the table who could come and ask them for something. They uplifting, and that's what you do one another. Go ahead, Mr. Williams. Mr. Williams, I tell you, I'm proud of this guy, man. I tell you. I remember when he came. Me and him was in his car. They tell me, right. He might not remember this. He picked me up because we being by the office of the prime minister. And we left him there. He said, let's go. And he showed me where his house was. And he tell me, he leave the house. He going to get bigger. I see where he live. I pass. Listen to this. I can talk about this. Airport Road. I can tell you, industrial. I pass to pick up one of my Filipino. And I look. I said, look, you see me. I see big house, brother. I tell you, I see when I tell you, but I ain't let him know exactly. You see the industrial road. I know you're talking. You see me, but I see you. But I'm proud of you, my brother. I'm proud of you. I listen, to my bottom of my heart. I'm proud of you. Anyone can tell you around the community. Any young guy go and get his job and you ain't going to get mad at somebody, tell them. They all tell my awesome encouragement, but
that's correct.
Go for gold.
Well, Mr. Brown, you know, it's a pleasure to be a part.
Always, always.
Your session this afternoon. Mr. Thompson, you know, after Mr. Thompson speak, that's a big shoe to fit.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He covers all the grounds. Well, like, you know, I go back way back.
Yeah, from Don Lewis.
80 plus
not
years.
Not Don Lewis.
Right, and you know, they used to call us when we was younger, Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah, you all too.
You know who was the Brain, right?
Who was the Brain?
That and I always cracked joke. Yes. I tell him, it's two Brain, yes, now, you know, more Pinky. You know what I mean? So, and one of the things you had mentioned, right, is uplifting. And if you was to look around, there's a lot of behemoth-owned business struggling on their own.
Mm-hmm.
You look at the Chinese. They network together. And one of the things we try to do is get our behemoth-owned brothers and businesses to network.
Mm.
And that's the only way we can rise. Yes. Because on every corner, there's a Chinese bar or restaurant. Every corner. You understand? And their business right now, all the businesses, overwhelming the behemoth businesses. Mm-hmm. You understand? So we have to do something in our own country. Like the great father said of the nation.
If you don't fight for it,
you don't deserve to have it.
Yes.
And I'm a strong believer in that. And we have to get together and don't care what it is. Don't care what type of business. It could be landscaping. It could be cooking. It could be car cleaning. Whatever business you have, we have to get together and run the monopoly on that. You understand? To survive. And Mr. Thompson, Smitty Brown, you know, like United Against Crime. That's one of the things we did about 18 years ago. We started that. It was a long time ago. Even Debbie Bartlett was a part of it, mm-hmm, growing up in the cave of the gate.
Yeah.
And, you know, 18 years later, we haven't missed a Christmas, a back to school, Easter.
Yeah.
You know, we being there for the kids. And one of the things I want to say is that we have to allow our brothers and sisters in the hood to grow. Mm-hmm. And when I say that is, Omar has grown. He has grown because, Scoochie, you could remember back in the day, we was trying to almost kill each other.
Yeah, man. Some get killed.
We was warring against each other from
some
back
get killed,
in the day.
Some get killed.
So now the thing is that we have grown. You know, we became men, we family men, business oriented, and we see each other in a different
way. Different way.
So you can imagine that harm or did something to you detrimental years ago.
And look at
we
us
wouldn't
now.
Have been here today on the show. You understand? And we have to allow our brothers and sisters, especially from the hood, to grow. And I have to give a big up to Dr. Carla Shreed. I have to give a big up for those who are going to be listening tomorrow, watching. Me and Mr. Thompson, you know, United Against Crime, we were invited to a game. Mm-hmm. There's going to be the pastors and politicians playing the inmates tomorrow. Well, I don't know. I can see Smoothie and Short Pass or JC.
What are you going to shoot? Ping pong game?
But I can teach.
You best be at that,
right? Yes. Yeah, so let's pick up to Dr. Carlos Reed. Right. You know, he does a tremendous job,
yeah.
You know, even with Peace on the Streets and other programs he have. And listen to me, he's like a mentor to me. You know, we speak every so often. And
I see him by a restaurant.
Right. So,
you know everyone stop by your place.
We try to make the best, and I try to follow the best way I could. Even when Omar speak with me, I try to follow the best I could. You understand? So, you know, we got to give and take and allow each other to grow. And brothers, I need to say this to you guys, sisters as well. When you see a person elevating themselves, try to adapt. You know, try to understand, try to see where they're going. Look for the guidance that they're following. And instead of this, it's easy to bash someone. It's easy to hate. It's easy to bash and say, oh, this one ain't doing nothing for no one. They ain't doing nothing for this one. But you got to understand, it's a challenge for people as they elevate. You know what I mean? The challenge, elevation, what do they say? Elevation come with separation. Yes, but in our case, it's not. I used to be a savage on the street. Me and Omar, all of us used to be savages on the street. You know, gangbanging back in the day. But we have taken that same savageness and put it in the business. Mm-hmm. Now we are business oriented.
Yes.
So
using aggression
is time.
Yes.
What I have the band. Our conversation talking about idleness, I don't have that time anymore. Are you thinking about the next business move?
Why? Why are you thinking like that?
Because, listen to me.
You want a roof over your head? You want to put palmas on your son?
Listen to me.
You want to pay a light bill?
Like I said the other day, I came from nothing. You said that you mentioned it earlier. My parents had basic jobs. Mm-hmm. They provided for 6 kids. You understand? I always tell my wife a story. Mm-hmm. When my mother used to cook when I was growing up, I was young. I was the last kid. I couldn't really understand. She used to cook, and she used to take up food and feed the 6 kids. And I used to always wonder, like, why mommy ain't eat? You know what I mean? And I said, mommy must ain't hungry. Sacrifice. So you know what I used to watch her do? I used to watch her, like, after we don't eat certain
take
amount of the food,
off it.
She would take eat after off. Us.
Wow.
And I'd be like, she must don't want the food the way, so she just eating.
There's only enough.
I realized as an adult,
she
and it wasn't enough for mom.
So she sacrificed.
So she made sure our kids.
She go to bed hungry.
Exactly.
Wow.
You understand? And listen to me, that right there, like I said, when I learned that as an adult, that it still blows my mind away every day. And that's why my business is named after my mom, Joey's.
Wow.
Yes. You know, I had the name, I have the honor. Right. And I want to leave, like I said, I want to leave a legacy behind. Yes. You know what I mean? It's too much of our young brothers and sisters.
I'm gone.
It isn't easy. They think it's easy. A lot of people, being a straight shooter right now, A lot of people think that, hey, politically, these guys had a chance. Yes, we had an opportunity politically.
That was an opportunity.
We had an opportunity, and we took advantage of
it. And you ought to execute on it.
Execute, business-oriented. You understand? Business mindset. And like Omar said, with the right people in your corner,
you
could survive.
Yes, yes.
You understand? With the wrong people in your corner,
you're
going to take another way.
Yeah, you can take another way.
Yeah, so, you know, we had a day to share a little bit of our story. Listen, we could talk for this. Mm. You could speak for this.
Yes.
You understand. But we just want to keep it short and sweet and encourage everybody, hey, it's okay that there's part of fellow on the back and say, okay, I admire you. I admire what I see you doing. Listen to me, any opportunity you get for me, remember me. You know what I mean? I only a call away or I a block away. And we need to do that more often. You understand? Just a tap on the shoulder and say, get something for you, brother.
See, and I understand that. What you're saying, right? Let me give a reference. How are you saying... You know, you're trying to be successful. You're trying to run your business. It's very difficult. You know, there's a lot of people you're helping, so you can't help everyone. You try to help everyone. So in reference, when I talked earlier, when I made reference to the Honorable Minister Wade Watson, I'm not a guy who sits on side of an MP. I go and I do my own stuff, and if the assistance I could get from the MP, I would go and require it. You know the reason why? Because I know his hands full. So I'm not listening to nobody if the Coalition of Independence come into power, or if the Free National Movement come into power, or if the PLP get back in power, things are going to be like thumbs up. No, it doesn't work like that because of the population of that community. You might see 15,000 or 10,000 people register to vote, but in that community alone, there are about 50,000 people living in that community. So the minister, with $150,000 alone, with he would get a stipend from the government, is not going to be able to make the great requirements or to make that big, big dent in that community. So what I'm saying is this. We have to find a way to empower more people. Just like the way how the opportunity presented itself to you guys, we're going to have to continue that. So it's like this. The MP's hands are full. All we can do as a country is to keep on saying what we need and hope that the powers to be listen to us and assist. You know, you talked about how many young men you see on the street corners, Kong lampposts, females. There are a lot of people unemployed in the country. So you guys are actually the beacon to make these things happen. And you guys are supposed to be the next one to be training other people who want to be a part of this great expansion of changing the mindset of the Bahamian people and the trickling down effect. So, you know, you guys are doing an awesome job, though.
May I say something to you? I mean, on the point with the MPs, I've learned a long time ago, and my partner...
It's tough.
But, you know, these persons, even from our premier, even from the leader of the opposition, Mr. Pintard, they're still only men and women. And like you say, they need guidance. They need persons who have an understanding. Myself, my partner, been politically inclined for the last, 20 years, 25 years, Dio?
Right, that's right.
So we have an understanding of our experience. Yourself said, we've been in areas where you say, boy, oh my, boy, I ain't coming to this thing. And I like, pay for the thing, what you doing? I said, pay this company, you just go to the thing, but they say, they can do this for us, whatever. You say, but I ain't did that. And guess what? In 5 years, they come back and say, boy, you was right. You know? But experience brings wisdom. Now, the reality of it is, is being able to accept good counsel.
Mm-hmm.
That is the problem. One of the things is, if you have politicians, MPs, or whatever it is, and they do not want to accept good counsel, that's when there's failure. That's when there's failure on the point of, if someone living on a street corner, right, for the last 20 years, you should understand that corner, eh? If someone living in that area for the last 30 years, they should understand what's happening in that area. No, so at the end of the day, and they're saying, gentlemen, we have to work hand in hand with our MPs and the politicians to be able to, Eric, that's what side, to be able to say, hey, man, listen, this is what we can do to try and make a difference. And if someone doing something right, if Mr. Davis is saying something right, it ain't nothing to say PME did a good job. If Mr. Pintard did something right, touch him again. Mr. Pintard, you're doing something right.
Yeah.
If your MP
is doing something right,
Touch him, but at the same time, if they're doing something wrong, it's my brother. Let's take your time, man. You're hurting the people. You understand?
I got some comments for you guys. The big John Bo, the big boss man. This is the next community leader.
That's the boss.
Down in grandson, Blue Hill Road. His father.
It's a good man.
Mr. Bo. He did so much for the people of Grandstand. You know, I can't even tell you, you know, the late great. Now his son, John Stewart, we call him John Bo. He is doing the same thing. He do back to school, he do feeding program.
Yes, he is
here encouraging this two guys in the studio. So let me tell you what he say. He says, let me see what he said. He said, Joey is the biggest. Not one of the biggest, you see, you know, and all of the individuals who are sending their messages and their comments, especially John, you know, he contributes greatly. He's like an MP. You know, he, in fact, John was the first one to give me a sponsor for my first basketball tournament.
Yes.
He was the one to buy my first set of shirts. When I come with the gangsterism, I wanted to change my mindset. I wanted to go in a sense of direction. The only person I could think of was John, because he always said that, when you get yourself out of that, come help me, you know? And I ran, and he helped me. And the thing is, right, my first tournament was my best tournament, and my first tournament is the one what changed my life, Omar. Right. I could always remember, my trophies, it cost less than $300 my first set of trophies. You know what I say, Scrubber? But my shirts, it cost like $600 or $700. And John gave me like about $1,200 for my first basketball tournament. And my first basketball tournament was the biggest. There's no tournament I had after that was bigger than my first tournament. Mm. There were thousands of people on Hay Street Park. You understand what I'm saying?
Why are you telling that?
I think because how I changed my life around, and people wanted to change, and because the community was a violent community, and some positive was better than some negative, and man, I went around. I even get guys to come down from Sunday. I caught some of the Raiders guys came down and participated. My enemies and gun dogs came down, and because I give them the okay, I say, man, we ain't gonna trouble y'all, we ain't gonna disrespect y'all. And I say, that on me. And they came down, and we had a wonderful time. Whole 2 weeks of basketball tournament. And I've never seen nothing like that before. Our first one, I've never seen nothing like that.
But I didn't know then, Jacket. I'm going to cut you off. Let's hear this. Remember this now. That was one of your realest times.
Yes.
That was your turning point.
That was my turning point.
All of us had that pivoting point.
That was my turning point. That made me stick with it.
When Dario went through his part with Joey's and whatever else,
yes.
It was like, when you cracked them doors, I was the friggin', that was the most seen. Crowd, the most...
Yes, that changed you.
My part, when I saw it, it's like... This is, what is this?
With the kids and stuff like
that. I can tell you that one time we went there and I went and we did the feeding. And when there's so much people came to the friggin' thing, right? Because
it make cooked. You feel good.
And it was phenomenal. And Scrubba went and Dario went and brought some food. And then what happened is like the line was still taking so long. And I'm like, God, I say, boy, I say, I go back inside, hold my head for a minute, sit down. And my mom was there because she's always paying a part of my aunties, you know, and you know, different persons come from the church, you know what I mean? And I would tell you that when, like, I say, pray, I say, no, this ain't enough food. I said, Lord, pray, this ain't enough food. I said, what I can do, you know what I mean? So I then call on Scrubba and then he didn't do his part. I scratch my head and I go on back inside and I go and talk to God. I say, boy, this is one of the first time now. I say, boy, this one ain't awake, you know? Like my mother then was in the back there, and she's a praying woman too. You know what I mean? And when I come back outside, gentlemen, lifting up every pan full, and I would tell you that, listen, this just give me some chill bumps to say, listen, but you doing something right. You know what I'm saying? And then every person got 3 and 4 different set of food, and then from then I would say, this is a place to push. And if it rain or shine, that's like my partner the last time he was coming down. Yeah. I said, look here, that's what they can do. This career and shine it going on.
Yes.
People like to see him, John Stewart, you talk about.
That's my boy.
You don't like to be praised.
No, we don't like
to. But you go there any day and say, listen, I need this. Hey, I know one time I come there, I say, we boss, you know, I need one or two bikes. I think you want 2 bikes.
What about
he come there, no, the bicycle's within him. I say, man, I need 1 or 2 bikes. Right? He say, hey, he come an hour. Hey, look, he come outside. I say,
yeah, I dig too, boy.
I say, run it. A whole truck. I said, man, bring a truck or bike, reversing them in.
Yeah.
When the fella I talk about bikes for days. Everyone get riding the bikes.
Yeah. See,
I'm just saying to you, it's that persons do things, and I treasure people like that who do things and doesn't really check for it. Craig Flowers did the same thing.
Guess what, I was bodyguard Craig Flowers, you know, that's how serious it is.
And I got to bring this to you so you can understand this. And
Craig Flowers
I,
too.
And I can tell you this, without no doubt of it, the same prime minister of the day, the Honorable Philip Brave Davis did that to me many, many years. In his heydays when things wasn't happening, he used to stand as just a simple minister. He used to stand as a deputy prime minister, and he used to visit 100 and 200 people every other day. And you go there, like Valentino, Dario, and you could talk the stories. Anyone go to the man and say they ain't got it. And that's where I learned from. My humbleness, a lot of that came from God. But this man sat down and say, he's like, man, you know, let's leave that alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like people literally not slap him, but they slap him. And he like, I say, boss, what are you doing? He's like, leave it alone. You know, people laugh at him and they say, just leave it alone. And guess where he is today? Running country, and he's doing a damn good job.
And you see, I want people to understand about the unity. And I want you all to remember closely what Brave Davis said as the prime minister. Taking a break? We're going to take a break, and then I'm going to make the comment after we come back, after the break. I got... Mr. Williams in studio, the owner of Jovius, and we get United Against Crime president and co-president, and yet Omar Thompson. We'll see you right after the break on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
Always on the go, miss the show?
You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Nothing beats a Chick Charney challenge. On September 27th, we're bringing the action, a 5K course packed with 20 thrilling obstacles. Start and finish at Fusion Superplex with energy, fun, and excitement all around. First time? No problem. Try the Chick Charney Light version, built just for beginners. Got kids? Ages 3 to 7 can take on their very own Chick Charney Kids Challenge. And this year, we're turning 10. So grab your team, mark your calendar, and come celebrate with us. Visit chickcharneychallenge.com to sign up today. Thanks to our sponsors, Fusion Superplex, Guardian Radio 96.9, Kalina, RBC, Advantage Insurance, Party Pilots Rentals and Events, Fincastle Media Group, Powerade, Calic, and Art of Graphics.
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny, all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday, you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
Sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now, you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn, and go to church every Sunday. So what you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to lie up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business. Then Jack come after me and I land up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how does work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
La 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 la. La 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 la.
We're back. We're back on Guardian Radio. I'm your host, Valentino Brown, a.k.a. Scoochie or Scrooge or Daddy. We got Mr. Williams, owner of Jovius Restaurant and Bar that is situated on Fish Fry, you know, wonderful restaurant. We have John Bow, who is the proprietor of the one of the best number places. But not only that, his father, who passed away a few years ago, was one of the community leaders for that particular area. And he have thousands of young persons with lunch money and breakfast money every morning, you know, even though he accumulated his wealth. Of how he accumulated is how you go out there and you try and you make something work. And he made it work and became successful. And he was able to use that. He came from nothing as well. And he was able to use that to help so many. You understand? Sit on the corner every morning as I was passing as a young guy, moving around. His father would sit on that corner and just give $5, $10 to each and every kid that passed along that particular corner. And now John himself is be doing the same thing back to school and giveaways every year, food giveaways every year. So people like that is who make big changes in the country. So we have to encourage more individuals in the country. Before we went off record, Mr. Williams was talking about how we as businessmen, why we can't pull together. We must remember now that when Hubert Alexander Minnis was the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, he challenged the businessman, Olaipaki, when he said he wanted to increase taxes on those guys. So And for example, what Ms. Williams is saying is how we as Bahamian entrepreneurs and business owners need to work together and pull together and come together as one. The prime minister at that time, he made a threatening remark to the Life of Key Association business people saying that he wanted to increase taxes on them, right? So in response, I watched the news the very next day. So the business owners from Life of Key, what we're talking about now, they had about 10, 20 lawyers, and one lawyer spoke for them. And he spoke on behalf of all those business owners that the Honorable Prime Minister at that time, the Honorable Hubert Alexander Minnis, who was the leader of the country and leader of the Free National Movement, they gave a statement to them. They say, we pay so much people in national insurance. We have so much people employed. We are going to boycott the Bahamas, right? Now, remember the Prime Minister stated the day earlier, well, that association got together. And they had one lawyer. I mean, one. They have other lawyers representing all the companies, you know. But they had one lawyer, like you sitting on there, Mr. Williams. They had one lawyer speaking. And he said these things. And when he said how much national insurance we pay off, how much people will be employed, how much business we're going to close down. You know what the Prime Minister do in the next couple of minutes? There would be no more taxes on the rich people of Life of Key. You know what? Because they have association. The Indians have association. You ever hear about the Bay Street Boys? Frankie Wilson, Perry Christie, late great Bradley Roberts. They have association. You understand? You need to understand. So what you're saying is actually true. Remember when I told you earlier about Graham and Mr. Casey? They have association. I don't want no black, white nigga in my crew who poor. We're going to help uplift you. Even though you might suppress me on becoming a multimillionaire more than the money, more money than I have, I still is your boss. But I don't want a black, white nigga. Now, you're talking about a white man, but he said, I don't want a black.
White boy.
If you understand my phrase.
No black, white boy.
So we helped uplift. And leaders like yourself who are part of the organization, and you all give back. The struggle is real. You understand? And you guys are the bridge. You guys can decide if the party's going to win or not. By y'all intel. So y'all have to encourage other people, and y'all doing y'all part. But I'm saying guys should follow y'all steps. Understand that even though y'all involved, y'all are doing things across the board. Yeah, giving back. You know what? Omar's not sitting down here talking on radio. He is out there from the 17 years I've known him. Started off with a couple of kids. Right. Now look, he have hundreds of kids. Guys employed, what more you want him doing? He's keep on giving back. But he started off with nothing. But look at the impact with the connection he made from the government. Use that connection, the Abaga School, of so many other programs that I can't even name. But the fact is, he made impact. You understand? You made impact. You understand? I made impact and still making impact. I'm going to continue making impact. Our job is to keep on encouraging other people to make impact.
Mr. Brown, one of the things I want to mention to us, guys who have successfully made some footsteps, right? Come back into your community. You know what I mean? Help, give a helping hand back into the community that you grew up in. I have watched so many persons came off of E Street. You know what I mean? And E Street don't exist to them no more. Mm-hmm. And it saddens my spirit because, you know, my dad still live on East Street. Mm-hmm. And isn't that he have to, he wants to.
That's his roots.
That's
comfortable.
Roots.
That's where he's comfortable.
You understand? And just the other day, I cleaned up some properties around there and mm-hmm. cleaned up the properties. And people was like, oh, well, if everybody could just clean their property up and you know, do some of the things that I see that bring change into the community, it'll be so much better to live around here. And there's a lot of persons wouldn't even step foot back on the East Street, man. And, you know, just the other day, I was telling my wife, right, about my little daughter. I said, listen to me. I'm going to continue to take her by her granddad so she could see her father's roots. You understand? I don't want her to ever not know the struggle her father came from. You know, I want her to know but not be a part of it. Have knowledge of it. So I'll continue to take her to visit her granddad, and I'll continue to take her on East Street that she could understand more to say, hey, well, these are the streets where daddy grew up. Daddy used to walk from Wolf Road to Bay Street without coming on the main road, just taking shortcut. You know what I mean?
And you know what? We need to be more impactful in our communities
to make
as
change.
persons who made a little success. I won't say you have to be 100% successful, you know. But like the Bible says, it's better to give than to receive.
Yes.
You understand? And I've witnessed. Listen to me. I praise and thank God. People see and don't understand. And the thing is, they look at Omar, they look at Valentino, mm-hmm. they look at Dario and be like, oh, man, that's Scoochie, man. That's Smoothie Brand. You know what I mean? They remember us for who we were.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know us now.
No.
You understand? Understanding part of it, they can't understand us now.
No, they still,
because they still thinking.
Their mind.
Exactly.
Their mind. They still think like 30 years ago.
They still thinking 30 years
yes,
ago.
Yes, yes.
And we have changed. We have evolved.
Yes.
And, well, listen, I can tell you some things. And I don't want to drop myself.
Yeah.
When I first started business a few years back, I had some staff. I never was interested in probably paying NIB back mm-hmm. then. You understand? And sometimes I used to be driving and just throw a paper or a bottle of the car. And
you was a part of the problem.
I was a part of the problem. And you know something? My wife used to always tell me, say, Dario, stop being nasty, man.
That's right.
You know what I mean? So I say, babe, someone can clean it up. Someone can pick it up. You know what I mean? And me and I had a bottle when she came and started assisting me with my business. You know, she forced me to start paying NIB for my staff years ago. Not as of lately, but years ago.
And it's beneficial.
And it's very beneficial. And a lot of things that she advised me to do.
You did.
I did.
That's good.
And it made
Dad
me.
Dad was in Sawari.
It was, exactly. You understand? So I applaud for them and anybody else who take that same part. Listen to me, I applaud you. It isn't hard to live by the law of the land.
Yes.
It isn't hard. You understand? And I encourage everybody, like, just do your part. You know what I mean? Do your part. It isn't easy. Like, I can't stop praising the Lord. And I say, listen to me. What have I done for the Lord to bless me so much?
Yes.
You understand? Coming from my past.
Right.
And the Lord continue to bless me, and I'll continue to give.
Closing words before you go.
Mr. Thompson, Mr. Valentino, listen to me. I want everybody... You know what I mean? Continue doing us.
Yes.
You understand? And eventually it will catch on. Someone else will follow and they'll do them. And together we'll connect and make a change.
That's Joey, Mr. Williams. You and Joey's restaurant and bar and fish fries. Be sure. I know you've already been. You guys already been there. But anyway, you want some nice food, the best cheap prices, Bahamian style, authentic, go to Joey's. All right? Fish fry. AC, customer service off the chain. Some of the best food. Okay? We got Omar Thompson, United States Prime. Go ahead real quick, brother.
Yeah, well, thank you, Bahamas. My last set of words I want to bring to everyone in the Bahamas, realistically and in the world, is, you know, what we really need now is love. You know, gentlemen, we need to get back down. What Dyer was saying, and what you're saying, what we need is love. And love don't have to come with just contact, but you got to hug someone up, you know, just show some affection, show some love. You know what I mean? Show that you care about someone. Give someone something. Do something nice. You understand what I'm saying? But United Against Crime has evolved. You have a ladies association. You know what I mean? Which was just out the other day giving a young girl, my lady, Ashley Williams, she was out there giving a young girl some clothes and can't get into the school. Listen, you see a child out there ain't doing nothing, grab them. You know what I mean? Find out what's happening with it. We just got to get back to that nation building, to that family building. We need to have love. We need to have affection. We got to get back to giving. Well, you know, that's where we come from. We still here, you know.
Yes, sir.
We older, but we wiser.
Yes, sir.
And we stronger, so we got to get to give back. Not only us, like Dario said, you grow up in the ghetto, you're still alive. Give something back.
Yes, trickle
down. We could make thousandaires and 100,000aires and millionaires. You know what I mean? We ain't millionaires yet that be coming, but we could help some 100,000aires get up.
Yes. 100 aires.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But God is love. The one person that really pushed it, and that's the person, that's the being that made us to become who we are. God is good. No one is above him. You know what I mean? Praise God, and let's love our people and love our Bahamas.
I want to say thanks to Joey, Mr. Williams, Mr. Thompson, United Against Crime, Joey's, restaurant and bar. I also want to say thanks to each and every one of you listening to Garden Radio. Wally, we have 5 bags here. You wanna see if you could do some of them Monday or Tuesday? So we're going to leave 5 bags here. The producer, on behalf of United Against Crime, I'm going to carry 5 around the corner. We're going to leave 5 with the producer, Wally. He's going to deal with that if you want a bag. Wally's going to give it out. Any show you want, it's a donation from United Against Crime and Joey's restaurant and bar. So any show comes on, you could give it to any one of them or however you feel fit. It's still going to a good cause. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. And we're looking at young gentlemen who are using their position as part of our organization to go there, get connections, and help others in the community. That's what we call trickling down. All right? And we need them to be the eyes and the ears of the community. Go and point out all abandoned houses, at-risk kids. And if they can have people get a little smaller job, that's what we want for individuals who are part of these organizations. I want to say thanks to Joey and Omar for doing such a wonderful job. And a shout out to my boy Elroy Bryce, who does a wonderful job in our community. Good night, everyone. We'll see you next week on Inside the Inner City.
Best in Augusta, where them two roads meet, they call it Wilkinson Street. Manners and respect was like a signed blank check. It seems the ones that come in after quick to disrespect. You see, this life in the ghetto never easy. So many hungry days, break, tell it, grieve me. Way I do in the best I can. Trying to turn my dollar to $100,000. I represent the ghetto people I'm from.
Nassau, Bahamas, big up in Tango. Where I from, in Tango. Ghetto, ghetto, ghetto.